Hallelujah. All I have is Christ. Jesus is my life. What a beautiful song to sing before we partake of the Lord's Supper. You pray with me. Father, we come to you at this time of our service, Lord, just remembering what your Son has done. Father, we come as men and women, absolutely dependent on what Jesus accomplished on the cross. I pray now, Lord, as we prepare ourselves for this time, we would remember exactly what it is that you have instructed us. For that, Father, I pray all this in your Son's name. Amen. The teaching passages in Scripture for the Lord's Supper is in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. You really don't need to go there, because I'm only going to highlight two verses there right now. And it's Jesus' words that are recorded there in 1 Corinthians. He says, "This is my body." When we take the bread, it represents the body of Christ, which is for us, the church, for Christians. And we do this in remembrance of him. Every time we come together, we participate in the Lord's Supper as a remembrance that he gave his body, and it's what we celebrate. He continues on in verse 25, and he says, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood." The cup that we take today is a reminder of the blood that Jesus shed for our sin. And it says, "Whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me." So this is a time of remembrance. So as we prepare ourselves, I want to talk about three types of people that may be here today. There may be more, but there's at least three. And the first person would be a Christian. The Christian would come dependent on the substitutionary work of Jesus Christ on the cross, dependent that Jesus paid the penalty for your sins. The Christian, knowing what Jesus has done, will come to communion as a repenter. A repenter is a person who has a true sense of his own guilt and sinfulness and has an understanding of God's mercy in Christ. A repenter has a hatred of sin and a hatred of sin that produces a turning from the sin to God. And this repentance will produce a persistent endeavor for a holy life, walking with God in the way of his commandments. If this is you, take the elements today. But let me ask this question. When should a Christian not partake of the Lord's Supper? Never. The answer is never, because we come to the Lord's table not on our own merit. We come and partake because we remember what Jesus has done on the cross. He died for our sin. We don't come thinking about the type of morning we had, the type of week we just had. We come remembering our need for Jesus' death to pay the penalty of our sinfulness. We remember it's Jesus' life is the only price acceptable to pay the penalty for our own sins. Even if it's a sin you committed this morning. As an elder, the second person I'm going to describe concerns me the most. This person professes to be a believer in Christ, but is really a make-believer. This person comes to communion table remorseful of sin, perhaps regrets sin that they have committed, but there's no change of heart, no change in action. They could even have an attitude, my sin is not that bad, or I'm not the only one that does this. Maybe even an attitude, if God wants me to stop this behavior or attitude, he'll just have to take it from me. Perhaps just indifferent to your sin. This is how 1 John 1:6 describes this person. If you proclaim to have fellowship with him, if you proclaim to have fellowship with God, yet walk in darkness, you lie, and the truth is not in you. If you are here today and find yourself regretting sin or indifferent to sin, and willing or even desiring to continue in your sin, if you find yourself maybe even willing to be a slave to your sin, Scripture does not give you assurance of salvation. If this is you today, this can be the day that you repent and believe. This is why Paul's final words to the Corinthians church in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, tells us to examine ourselves. He says, examine yourself to be sure that you are in the faith. If after examining yourself and you determine that maybe you are a make-believer, let the elements pass you by. And I would hope that you would talk to a Christian or one of the elders. If I have just described you or your attitude towards sin, I would beg you to agree with God that this behavior you have allowed is sin. Commit to seek ways to fight this sin. God has given you so many resources in this church. And then there's the third type of person that could be here today. You'd be a person that does not depend or trust in the substitutionary work of Christ. Maybe you don't think you have a need for a Savior. Maybe you're just indifferent to God. I would ask that you not partake of the elements. Just let them pass by. Our purpose isn't to embarrass you, but Scripture instructs us that this is for a time for those that trust and desire to proclaim what Jesus Christ has done. If you find yourself in this third category, would you please talk to whoever brought you? Talk to one of the elders. The guys are going to come. They're going to pass out the elements, hold them, and we'll take them together. And after we take them together, we're going to spend some time in prayer together. Guys, come on down.